Business and Your Money on the Standard. I'm Laura Rice. A bill targeting online sex trafficking is up for a vote today in the U.S. House. Authors of the Allow States and Victims to Fight Online Sex Trafficking Act, or FOSTA, say it would make it easier for underage victims or prosecutors to hold websites and online services accountable for sex trafficking. But the tech industry has been divided on the issue. For that, we're joined by Ashley Gold, a technology reporter for Politico. Ashley, thanks so much for being here.
Thanks for having me.
So how would the FOSTA bill help victims of online trafficking?
The FOSTA bill is mostly about giving law enforcement more tools to go after online sex trafficking. And also, as of recently, it's about making sure after victims have gone through an awful experience of having been sex trafficked, they can take websites to courts and get, you know, civil claims, civil remedies, get some sort of payment for what they went through.
The U.S. Senate also has a similar bill they're considering. What are the major differences between the two?
Well, now there are not that many differences between the two bills. Before, they were pretty different, and that is where a lot of the tension was happening, the two different versions of the bill. One victim and advocate group, a bunch of groups actually, really want the Senate bill to pass because they feel it has a provision that will more easily let them take these websites to court. And for a while, the House version did not have that provision, and there was some fighting there. But the Senate version is mostly focused on altering a rare, obscure provision of the Communications Decency Act that more or less shields websites from liability of what is posted on them by third parties. This changes that a little bit, so that if they are found to be knowingly facilitating sex trafficking, they can be taken to court.
Technology companies aren't so keen on that idea, I guess.
Many of them say, you know, Section 230 of the Communications Decency Act really is the bedrock of the free and open internet. It allowed websites like Facebook and Twitter and Google and Yelp and, you know, any other website where there are user reviews, user-generated content, third-party content to really thrive because they did not have to worry so much about liability for what was posted on their platforms. Now, if they, you know, are taken to court and found that they knowingly facilitated something, they can be out a lot of money. And many of the larger tech firms are more okay with this because they've got the money and the resources to deal with it, such as Facebook. That's why Sheryl Sandberg has come out in support of the bill. But smaller startups and tech companies do not have the money or the means to deal with that those sort of lawsuits, and so they have been opposed.
Is there concern from these tech companies, even the larger ones, that amending this communications bill could hold them accountable for all sorts of different things, not just human trafficking, that it would sort of set a precedent for that?
Absolutely. They are worried, and many people say that they kind of gave in on this one because they have been facing so much heat on the Hill from so many different directions, whether it's lawmakers thinking big tech is too big or it's the Russia investigation and their role in that. They have been getting a lot of heat since last year, since the election. And this was something that some sources have told me that they saw as something they could kind of give a little bit on and lose a battle on the Hill. But many of them would still say, of course, they are in support of, you know, stopping sex trafficking. It's a very hard topic to lobby against. It's very sensitive. The Senate hearing back in the fall was very emotional. So it's put them in this kind of strange position.
When can we expect movement on this? I guess Washington is hard to predict.
Well, the House bill is expected to move tonight. It is up for a vote tonight. And then it will go back to the Senate. And some people wish to see the Senate bill taken up by the Judiciary Committee so it can be further vetted, but it's looking likely that it will pass the Senate floor very soon after. Its sponsors, Rob Portman and Richard Blumenthal, have been pushing for its passage very hard, so I think we'll probably see that passed in both chambers very soon.
Ashley Gold is a technology reporter for Politico. Thank you again.
Thank you.